I first of all apologize that I'm a little bit late. I want to be poichsim b'chvei rachsanya. I want to give a Baron David and their pleasure, our grace and shikoyach, for giving me the opportunity to be able to come when it's nice and cold up north, and be able to have the schus to come and speak in North Miami Beach. Kyle, it's a glad schus, and I appreciate it very much. It should be a schus for them, and they should have only simchas and nachas from everybody. In the Kovna ghetto, maybe 1942, the Kovna Rav, there was a great commotion and a tumult that was taking place suddenly in the ghetto. And Avram Kahana Shapiro, the Kovna Rav, turned to the Mordechai Pogromansky. And he said to the Mordechai Pogromansky, he says, I'm jealous of the Kohen that hid the jug of oil at the time when the Yevonim were battling with the Chashmonaim. He says, the Umba Kantor Soldat, the unknown soldier, the unknown Kohen, was blessed with the calmness of spirit and presence of mind to do what had to be done at the time of great chaos that ensued as the Yevonim were breaking through the walls of the Azar or the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that Menuchas HaNefesh, that calmness of spirit and peace of mind that Kohen had, when the war was over, Klal Yisrael was able to once again be Madlik the Menorah, to light the Menorah. A very profound observation that the Kovna Rav gives us to the entire Nes of Hanukkah. We know that the Gemara tells us, my Hanukkah, and as Rashi says, my Hanukkah is al makav uha. On which Nes were the Chachom Kaveya, did they establish the Yom Tif of Hanukkah, of Halal V'Hoidah? And the Gemara goes on to tell us that the Nes was the Nes of the Pach Shemen. That they found one jug of oil long enough to last one night, and it lasted 8 nights. And the Kovna Rav tells us that the whole Nes, that miracle of the Pach Shemen, only came through because of the Menuchas HaNefesh. Like he says, the calmness of spirit, the presence of mind, even in a time of commotion and chaos. But that Kohen had the Menuchas HaNefesh to put away and to hide one jug of oil that, when it'll come a little bit later, they'll have Shemen to be able to be Malik the Menorah once again. A profound observation of Isaiah, and it's a profound, profound lesson. The Menuchas HaNefesh, to be able to find the focus and the presence of mind in time of chaos. That's what the Nes of Hanukkah developed from that koyach. We today, as we all know, the greatest nesoyin in which we live today is to be able to be focused, to be able to have a little bit of a Menuchas HaNefesh, because the world is a circle of madness, as we all know. Rabbeinu Bachaye says, this last week's parsha, Yankov Avinu asks from the Ribbono Shel Olam, V'nosan li lechem lechol uveged lulbash. So it says the Rabbeinu Bachaye, Zoy she'elas ha-tzadikim, to ask for lechem lechol, bread to eat, uveged lulbash, and clothing to wear, ze she'elas ha-tzadikim me'es Hashem, lo yishalu ha-moisorois. They don't ask for the extras. Tzaddikim don't ask for the extras. Rak hadover hechreichim bilvad. Only those things that are necessary. She'i efshaloi lo'odom, she'yichye bil'odov. that it is impossible for a person to live without. That's all Yaakov Avinu asks for. And he continues and says, Yubi Yodua, Kinitias Odom Acher Bakosha Samoisores. When a person turns towards seeking Moisores, the extras, who Goyrim Loi Muhu Mois Rabois. It causes a person to become very tumult. These are the words that Rabbeinu Bachaye. And today's day and age, there can't be greater witness to these halakha words of the Rabbeinu Bachaye. Because we live today at a time where the Moisores, I'm talking the world in general, is more than it ever was ever. Never was there such a ribuy of Moisores, unprecedented, that there's been such a ribuy of Moisores in the world like there is today. And these ribuy of Moisores, which we all know, are all there to distract a person from what he should be focused on, what he could be focused on, and allowing him to steig and to become an Adam Gadol, a bigger person. That's the Nesoyim of today's day. Amal, they lived with poverty. And today we live with an enormous extra, an enormous Moisores, extras, plenty of everything. There's nothing that you come across that's easy to make a decision, whether it's from buying shoes, buying a car, to buying dips Erev Shabbos. Because today, I don't know about here in North Miami Beach, but I know that by us, if you walk into a store Erev Shabbos and you want to buy, when I was young, I was at my parents' table, there was no such thing as dips. We had chrein, the old chrein with fish, that's about it. But today, there's entire aisle, shelves, there's aisles of dips. And a person has to sit and watch and look and figure out which dip am I going to take this week for Shabbos. And he can't figure it out. Then he comes home late, and his wife asks him, where were you? Well, I couldn't figure out which dip to buy today. It's funny, but that's the way we live today. And it's distracting. It takes away our focus. It takes away our purpose. We're not able to be focused on what our tachlis is or what our tafkid is. Interesting is that although Yaakov Avinu only asked for lechem lechel uvegel lilboish, however, we know that Yaakov Avinu was blessed with a lot more than just a little bit of lechem and some vegel lilboish. This week's parasha, we find that he comes to meet Esav, and he's sending him matanos that no one else knows how to send. The revach tasimu ben edel eder, he's sending gemalim and izim and rechelim in abundance. The Yaakov Avinu had in abundance, and yet Yaakov Avinu obviously didn't get distracted. This didn't distract him from his focus, from his tafkid. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Because Yaakov Avinu, everything that he possessed, he asked from the Ribbono Shel Olam, give me lechem lechoil ubegel lilbosh. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam's true, gave him a lot more than the lechem lechoil ubegel lilbosh. But in truth, in Yaakov Avinu's perspective, everything that he possessed was a perspective of it's lechem lechol ubegel lilbosh, it's dvarim hechreichim. He understood that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving him, he is giving him because he needs this for his tafkid to be able to be over the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all for it. The whole tafkid is, how am I going to steig further in my avodas Hashem with what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me? There was nothing extra by Yaakov Avinu. The biggest raya, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi, as Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings from Chazal, Shochach Pachim Kitanim. Yaakov Avinu went back across the Yarden because he left a few small jugs, Chazal say. Amongst the many possessions that Yaakov Avinu had, And he wasn't missing. He was a millionaire, a billionaire for those days, Yaakov Avinu had. And he went back for Pachim Ketanim. Leave it alone. You go back by yourself, put yourself into Sakana. He ends up with a fight with the Sarish Shal Esav. What are you running back for the Pachim Ketanim for? But the Teretz is because the Pachim Ketanim by Yaakov Avinu, with the multitude of possessions that he owned and had, was all Lechem Lechoil Ubeged Lubash. It was Dvar Mechrechim. It was things that he understood, if I have it, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it to me for a purpose. When a person lives with such a perspective, then he doesn't lose focus. Even the plentiful, even the ribui, doesn't make him lose focus, because in his eyes, in his perspective, it's not Moisarais. It's Dvar Mechrechim, it's what I need. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to me in order to be able to shtaig, to become a better Yid, and to shtaig in my Avodas Hashem, to become better. The Beis Halevi once met with a Talmud of his, who he hadn't seen in a long time. He meets this Talmud, and he asks the Talmud, "Oh, nu, Rabbi Yankel," he says, "Was machst du? How are you doing? How are you making out?" And the Talmud tells him, Baruch Hashem, very good. Baruch Hashem, my wife, my children, everyone's gesund, everyone's healthy. And Baruch Hashem, the parnos is going good, and we have what we need. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. The Beis Halevi looks at him, and he says, Yankel, nu, was machst du? How are you doing? How are you making out? He says, Rebbe, I told you. Baruch Hashem, yeah, I have kids, I have a wife, I have business, and it's me masliach, it's really going well, Baruch Hashem, and everyone's healthy. Yankel, was machst du? So Mr. Levy is telling me, looks at him, he thinks that maybe, you know, he became hard of hearing. And he tells him, Rebbe, you asked me the question, I told you twice. The Beis Halevi said to him, Yankel, you told me what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. I asked you how you're doing. Gesund, that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Parnasa, that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what are you doing? What you do is what you do with your parnasa. What you do with your gesund. How do you use it to be able to steig in Avodas Hashem? Ruchnius is up to you. What you do is your ruchnius. Your job is to steig. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of the lechem lechol, the begalul baish, the parnos, that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of. But you have to take it and you have to steig with it. How are you doing? That's what the Beis Halevi asked his Talmud. It comes to mind now, Yedua, the Maisa, the Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi Chonon, Zichron Levracha, once came to America to shav gelt. He was Rosh Yeshiva Baranovich in Europe, and he came with a Talmud to shav gelt to America. So he was by one balabas, and the balabas asked Rabbi Chonon, "Nu, was herzich in yeshiva? How's it going?" So Rabbi Chonon says to him, "Gashmius moiritik." I wish I could say the same. The ruchnius could be better. So this Talmud came along with Rabbi Chonon to collect money. He's coming, he schlepped from Europe to America. You know, one of those days was a long trip. To shav gelt to the yeshiva, he said, Rebbe, what did you just do? The gashmius is moiritik, and so Rabbi Chonon told him. He says, gashmius, that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives is good. Ruchnius, that's our job. Our job, maybe we could do a little better. In ruchnius, efshim, we can do a little bit better. This is given Rabbi Chonon. Rabbi said, this is the nesoyin today in which we live. And the only way to be able to be oimin in this nesoyin is when we have the right perspective. You come to a kollel, and you come to Beis Medrash, and you're surrounded by an avir of Torah Kedosha. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who was the amud from Torah, is the one that was able to say, Yesh li kollel. It's the same nakuda. He tells Esav, says, Yesh li rov. Esau's looking for what's here today. He wants more. He's looking for the Maisaris. Maisaris is always more to get. By Yaakov Avinu, I want the Dvar Mechrechim. And he understands that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me, That's what I need for my avodas Hashem, and with that I'm going to shteig. Nothing more and nothing less. Yesh li koil. I have everything I need. When we go in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, when we work on emulating Mosai Yagiu Maisai L'Maisai Avoisai, to Horovim learning, to come and make a connection to Torah HaKadosha. The more one is connected to Torah HaKadosha, the more he has the right perspective. The more he has a perspective in the Menuchas HaNefesh that keeps him focused in the madness of time. That's what it is. We live in the madness of time. But when you're in a different world, you're in a world of Kaiste Beis Medrash, you're in a world surrounded by the Avir of a Koilu, Avir of a Beis Medrash, that's what helps a person keep focused and be able to do what he does and not get distracted from the chaos of what's going on in the world today. I want to share with you a story to illustrate the ability that we have in today's day and age to be able to zoom in and focus on what we're supposed to be focused on. Some of you may have read this story. It's printed recently. If you read it, it's kedai to hear it again. And if you didn't hear it, it's zikr kedai to hear. There was years ago, there was a convention of CEOs in Eretz Yisrael. Came from America, a bunch of CEOs, I don't know, 25, 30, 50 CEOs, and they went to Eretz Yisrael for a convention to meet with different personalities, different high executives, included in those personalities were some Torah personalities, Rosh Yeshiva. One of those Rosh Yeshiva they met with was the late Mir Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zichrono Livracha. So they sat in a room together, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and the Yeshiva, the Mir, asks them, I want everybody to tell me, what message do we take out from World War II? Give me a message, one line, what message do we take out? And each one started saying, you know, never again, and the next one, we have to stay united, and, you know, everyone gave their opinion, their slogan, their message of what we have to take out of World War II. After all the CEOs finished, so the Rosh Hashiva, the Mir Hashiva, Nosson Tzvi says, I would like now to share with you my opinion on what message we have to take out from World War II. And he said, when they were in the camps, they were freezing cold. They were hungry. They were suffering. They were in pain. They were thirsty. And they would come, the Yimach Shemam, and they would give them one blanket. They would give a blanket in the camp. The one who grabbed the blanket, what did he do with it? What did he do with that blanket? He says he shared it with six other people. He says, that's the lesson that we have to take out, that I feel, he said, we have to take out from World War II. That no matter what the situation, and no matter what kind of pain a person is suffering, he always has to think of the other person. He has to share with Yana. Whatever you have, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to you to share with somebody else. To share with Yana. That was the lesson that he felt you have to take out of World War II. One of those CEOs that were in that audience was Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. And he was very inspired from this thought of the Mir Rosh Hashiva. So he asked if he could have afterwards a private audience with Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, which he was obviously granted that private audience. He met privately with Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zichrono Livracha, and he told Rav Nosson Tzvi he was so amazed and taken aback from his thought, his vision. He takes out a check, and he signs a blank check, handed it to Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and told him, here, you could write it out to whatever number you would like. At the time, the budget in Mir Yeshiva was $2 million a month. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Kiyadua was suffering a debilitating illness. He had Parkinson's. If you ever met him, he couldn't sit still, and he ran around the entire world shopping Geld. That was what he did. He had a budget, $2 million a month. And in the midst of his illness, nothing stopped him. What he did was entirely L'mayla M'derech HaTeva. L'mayla M'derech HaTeva. It's unbelievable. So now he has his opportunity. Howard Schultz wouldn't know the difference. He read a $2 million check. He wouldn't notice the difference. And he gives Reb Nosson Tzvi the check. He says, write it out to whatever number you want. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel takes the check, gives it to Howard Schultz, and he says, Howard, write out the check for $1,200. Take it across the street. There's a Sfarim store. There's a Judaica store there. And buy yourself a pair of tefillin. I want to share with you some of the mitzvahs that we have. That was his response to Howard Schultz. When we talk about Rabbi Yisai, Menuchas HaNefesh, when we talk about keeping focused, we talk about keeping a spirit of mind, a presence of mind, in a time of chaos, in a time when someone is suffering such an illness, and he has to run around mutchening to be able to shop for a dollar, and he has a chance at a little bit menucha. He says, no, I want to share with you a little bit what we have. Go buy yourself a pair of tefillin. When we learn Torah, when we're connected to Torah, when we're machzik Torah, then we have the ability to be able to stay focused and to keep that level of menuchas hanefesh, and not to get lost in the chaos and the madness of the world around us. Rabbi said we should all be zoiche to be able to find within ourselves an inner menuchas hanefesh that will help us steig and become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we will be zoiche to that menuchas hanefesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam will mezaka us that once again we will be zoiche to the nes from Pach Shemen, and b'meher of Yemenu we should be zoiche once again to the hedliku neiros b'chatzos kachecha.